Ladybird Readers. Pinocchio. Picture words. Pinocchio. Geppetto. Puppet. Fairy. Toyland. Donkey. Sneeze. Fish. This is the story of a piece of wood that became a real little boy. A man called Geppetto lived next to a forest. One day, he made a puppet out of a piece of wood. When Geppetto finished the puppet, it began to talk. Then, it began to walk.
You can walk and talk like a real little boy, said Geppetto.
He called the puppet Pinocchio.
I've always wanted a little boy, said Geppetto. I want you to be a real boy, Pinocchio.
You must go to school like a real boy, Geppetto told Pinocchio.
But Pinocchio was a naughty little puppet. He didn't want to go to school. So he ran into the forest. Pinocchio met a fairy in the forest.
Geppetto wanted you to go to school, the fairy said. Have you been there?
Yes, I've been to school, said Pinocchio.
But this was not true. It was a lie. When Pinocchio told the lie, his nose grew longer and longer.
You naughty little puppet, said the fairy. When you tell lies, I'll make your nose grow longer and longer.
Pinocchio began to cry. So the fairy made his nose small again.
I want to be good, Pinocchio said. Can you make me into a real little boy?
Yes, said the fairy. I can make you into a real little boy. But first, you must go home and be a good boy. If Geppetto wants you to do something, you must do it. Good boys go to school, and they don't tell lies.
I will go home and be a good boy, said Pinocchio.
When Pinocchio got home, the house was empty. Geppetto was not there because he was looking for Pinocchio.
I must look for Geppetto, said Pinocchio.
Pinocchio walked for many days, but he couldn't find Geppetto. Then Pinocchio met some naughty boys. They took him to Toyland, where they played and played all day. Suddenly, all the naughty boys in Toyland became donkeys. Pinocchio became a donkey too. Pinocchio ran away from the boys. He ran for many days until he arrived at the sea and jumped in the water. When he was in the water, Pinocchio became a puppet again. But there was a big fish in the sea. The fish caught Pinocchio and it ate him. Now Pinocchio was inside the fish. Geppetto was inside the fish too. The fish ate him when he was looking for Pinocchio. Pinocchio was very happy when he saw Geppetto.
I'll save you,
Pinocchio told Geppetto.
I'll get you out of this fish.
There were lots of pieces of wood inside the fish, and Pinocchio made a big fire from them. The fire made the fish sneeze and sneeze and sneeze. Soon, the fish sneezed Geppetto and Pinocchio out of its mouth and into the sea. Pinocchio pulled Geppetto from the water and took him home. The cold water made Geppetto ill. Pinocchio put Geppetto into bed and looked after him. Soon, Geppetto was well again. The next day, Pinocchio went to school. Then one day, the fairy came to Geppetto's home.
"You are a good little puppet," she told Pinocchio. "You saved Geppetto, and you looked after him. Geppetto wanted you to go to school, and you went. So now I'll make you into a real little boy."
Pinocchio went to find Geppetto.
"Look at me," he said. "I'm a real boy now."
Pinocchio began to jump up and down because he was so happy. Geppetto jumped up and down too. Geppetto was so happy that he began to cry.
"I've always wanted a little boy, and now I've got one," he said.
And that is the story of a piece of wood that became a real little boy. Ladybird Readers. Pinocchio. Read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Richard Johnson. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2017.